I want to welcome our guest speaker tonight. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I told Dre and David, I don't need no introduction. Everybody knows who I is. Amen. I was blessed today because we were at a restaurant. There were some ladies giving me a hard time ordering. And I told the brothers with me, doesn't this lady know who I is? Is I know who you are. Where's your Bible? Praise the Lord. Are you there? Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. A very familiar scripture to me. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Amen, amen. All right. Therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away, and behold, everything becomes new. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, Lord God, for the opportunity to fellowship in your word. I pray for every individual that's hearing at the tone of my voice, Lord God. Move me aside like you always do, Lord God. Father, you know the purpose I'm here, Lord God, for you put in my heart to share with the church tonight, Lord God. Let your will be done. Amen and amen. Turn around and say hi to somebody. Go ahead and take a seat. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Praise God. I want to take the opportunity to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But before I get deep into the message and my word here, I just want to welcome a special person tonight for the first time, Lawrence Mason. I want to welcome you tonight to Victory Outreach, amen. First time visitor. But, I want to also thank Linda for the testimony of way back. You know, going back doesn't make me feel older. You know what I mean? Because this year, March 13th of 1988, I'll be celebrating 30 years that God, it's not just a little celebration, that God literally interrupted my miserable lifestyle, set me free when I bucked God, when I say I don't believe in God, when I used to tell Christians, you know what, that's for whims, that's for, you know, I don't want to use the word I used to use, but, you know, it's not happening, no? But how many of you guys know when God says his affection and his love on you, it doesn't matter how rebellious, how demon-possessed, how weird, or how you are. God's still going to, he still died on the cross, like Romans says, while we were yet sinners, he died on the cross for us. Amen. And I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ because, you know what? I had tried to quit. I had tried to throw in the towel. I had tried to, you know, go back to Mexico. I tried everything in my wimpy power to stop. But God says, you know what? It's not about you. What I started, I'm going to finish. Amen, amen. And, you know, and I just want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ because for the last 20 years, I've been on a mission of all the people that were involved in my testimony. You already met my ex-heroin connection, Jimmy. He's still saved, thank the Lord. My crime partner was here for the Scrooge play. I'm sorry for our Blanco's drama. It's just 18 years in the federal penitentiary. And I stayed in touch all those years, you know, and he gave his life to the Lord. And, you know, it just the line just goes on and on and on. The girl that had I don't know what the word is, but she had the nerve to look in my face and tell me, Jesus loves you. And I looked at her, get out of my face, you weirdo. But to this day, she's still saved. You know what I mean? And in March 13, we're doing a scholar evangelistic reunion. We already got one booked in Cruces and Deming, and now we're working in El Paso and pray that Victory Outreach Albuquerque welcomes us. Come on, somebody. You know what I mean? But it's not just to brag about who we used to do what. It is to give God all the honor and all the glory. You know what I mean? And understanding and realizing in what's going on. You know, and tonight I want to entitle this, Position Yourself for 2018. Now, we know the team, you know, expect what God's doing, what God's going to do in our lives. But I want to just give God all the honor and all the glory for the opportunity. You know, we got to be ready in and out of season and stuff. But, you know, for what God is doing in our personal lives, you know. And sometimes we don't see what God is doing. We don't realize what God is doing. In 2018, God is already moving ahead of us. You know, I'm on my way to a court in Taos, New Mexico. I had to drive 3 hours. Before I get there, the judge calls. You know what I mean? And before we even get to the courthouse, he's already released that individual back to us. You know what I mean? And then when I get to the court, we didn't even go before the judge. Reverend Williams. I said, man, does he guy know who I is? Reverend Williams. You know what I mean? And you know what? He took me to his chambers, and he was all excited about Victory Outreach. You know what I mean? And I almost opened my big mouth. Well, you know, Jesus, you know what? I'm just going to let him do the talking. And I just thank God because God knows who we are. And I know that sometimes we like Wednesday night service or little Bible study or little church in the corner right here in Jefferson and SUNY. But I want you to know it is bigger than that. We are involved in an end time when this ministry is going to make history. This ministry is well known around the world. Come on, somebody. And you are part of it, you know. But in order to expect and whatever it has for us, we have to position ourselves. And, you know, in Victory Outreach, we have some core values. You know, core values such as, you know, like a statement of beliefs, you know, the deity of Christ and the birth and the resurrection and going back and coming and reigning with him and all that, you know, restoration, a lot of good stuff that we believe in. We also have the mission statement, you know, Victory Outreach, international ministry to reach, you know, with a task to evangelize the hurting people of the world with the task and plan of Jesus Christ. A simple, simple message. Then we also have, you know, the 5 E's, you know, with, you know, establishing, envisioning, you know, equipping, you know, and exalting and all those 5 E's that are the values that we believe in. Then we also believe in reaching, teaching, training, and releasing. And then one of the things that we also believe in is the 3 C's, which is cause, corporate, and community, you know. And those core values, because of our elders and because of our founders, have kept those values to this day. And that's what's made Victory Outreach who we are now. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen? Don't make me tell you in Spanish. Por favor, ayúdenme esta noche, okay? Estamos juntos en esto, los dos. Todos estamos igual. Mira la hermanita acá de Puerto Rico. Amén, aleluya, gloria a Dios. Amen. We're in this together. You know, and that's what kept us, you know, right, like right now, the eldership, they're all meeting down in Mexico, and some of you don't understand the vision and the purpose. You think that Pastor Dan is over there in the, Puerto Vallarta beach with a lemonade and eating fish tacos. No, it's deeper than that. They're gathering together, strategizing and focusing where we're going to go in the next year if Jesus don't come back. And if you know our pastor is going to come back like a little whirlwind, like, okay, we gotta do that. And, you know, that's the visionary that God has given us. Amen. And that's what I want you to know that is, you know, you already heard it. Somebody let the cat out of the bag. They just raised up 4 more elders. Pastor, you know, Tom Boskis is one of them. What does that mean? That means that we're going someplace. That means that things have gotta, you know, we all gotta position ourselves to recognize that. And tonight, I wanna speak to you about the other 3 C's, all right? The other 3 C's that the Lord gave me to share with you tonight. And it's real simple. Chosen, challenge, and change. Those are the 3 C's that the Lord gave me to share with you. And I pray that throughout these core values, not only what we have, but we get this to our hearts, that we will all position ourselves for what God has in store for each one of us. You know, and our text scripture right here is divided, the 2 Corinthians 5:17, if you really look into it, is divided into these 3 C's. It's divided into these 3 C's, chosen, challenge, and change, which, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, that's the chosen part. All things that passed away, that becomes the challenge. and everything becomes new, thus becomes a change. Come on, somebody. Amen? Now, I want to just take you a little bit into that chosen part. Number one, in John 15:16, the Bible says, you did not choose God. We didn't wake up one day. Now, I know the 30 years that I've been around, I was literally in a home. I know people don't believe that. It's not documented. Now I go to court and represent guys that release. I don't know how many guys have to co-sign for them, like third party makes you like a spiritual narc or something, you know what I mean? But we didn't have that back then. In fact, they roll up to the home and they say, the cops, we don't know what scheme you're playing, Joe, but you are not a Christian. In fact, we got warrants for you. And I already knew that was going to come. So instead of being in a home for 1 year, I went back to prison for 4 years. But I want you to know something. Those 4 years turned to 2 years. But I want you to know something. I know this is going to sound crazy. You might not understand what I'm about to say. But those were the best years of my life. I'll tell you why. Because I have come to know Jesus. Come on, people. And I don't know about Victory Outreach here. I don't know where you are. But, you know, is there any people in the church house tonight that have been delivered, that have been set free, that have been in the prison house, that have got the grace and the mercy of God? Come on, somebody. I didn't wake up one day and thought I was going to go to church. The Bible was the last thing. I remember I just led two homegirls from Anthony. I just led them to the Lord over the phone because 30 years ago when I walked into a party with my Bible, hey, I want to let you guys know that Jesus changed my life. And then one of them, hey, check this out. It's Joe and he's got a Bible. And they were all mocking me, all laughing. Ah, they're making fun of me. And I said, you know what, you guys? Forget you guys. It took 30 years for them to see the loyalty and the faithfulness. And they were still blown away and said, oh my God, it's true. You are hallelujah. He said, yes, it's true. And not an ashamed of the gospel. Come on, somebody. But you know, you got to stick to your guns. And it's been all this time. That's where we got to realize that I didn't choose God. God chose me. And then it also, well, why is that? Why is that so important? You know, well, in Deuteronomy chapter 7, 6 to 8, it says that we are a holy people. You are a holy people. A chosen special treasure. Come on, somebody. Now, we call you treasures out of darkness. But God calls you a special treasure. Come on, people. And then it says the same portion of Scripture, and the Lord did not choose you because you were the lowest or the least in number, simply because he loved you. That's all the reason why you're here tonight. It has nothing to do with how bad you were or how good you were or, you know, whether you were in prison or not in prison. You did drugs, you didn't do drugs, or you were hooked on TV soap operas. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is that God died on the cross for each one of us, and he died for you, and he chose you. And now he calls us, you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. And I like the scripture. It says, once you were not even a people. And I think about it, man, Mark, where were we? We weren't a people. Huh? Sister Susie Argonzoni tells about Pastor Sunday. He was an animal. But what I'm trying to tell you is that we should be thankful that you're sitting here in church today in your right mind. Come on, somebody. In your right mind, because, you know, God, you know, now, and I only say they're not in our people, but now our people and our people of God, that now we obtain mercy and his grace. Oh, come on, somebody. That's just to be enough to realize and recognize, man, this is what's really going on here. So that's the part where we're talking about if anyone be in Christ, it's a new creation. Now, the second part of that, it deals with, it says, old things have passed away. Now, how many of y'all know that 2017 is history? Can't go back. Can't rewind. We got to go forward. Took me 30 years to realize why God put ice in front of us and not in back of us. Come on, people. But the bottom line is, you know, the challenge. How many of you guys know Jesus was always challenging his people? When Peter fell asleep, what did he do? Peter, can you pray for an hour? Can you stay with me, Peter? Don't you know that you're the chosen one? Don't you know that upon you I will build my church and the gates of Hades will not prevail? Come on, people. And you know the story about Peter, and he did this and he did that. But Jesus Christ, listen, how many of us have made a mistake or two? Or far short of his glory? You think that in 30 years I've been Mr. Santito and holier than thou, and I have all the answers, and I walk on water, and I raise the dead, and if I touch you, you're going to burn in fire? I don't think so. The Bible says too many trials and tribulations we're going to go through to enter the kingdom of God. And later on in my closing, I'm going to talk about that. We have been through some things. Come on, people. All I can say is this. One of the most devastating things to the enemy, you know who I'm talking about? When he can put a Victory Outreach member down. Come on, people. You know what? He might hit your marriage. He might hit your finances. He might hit your health. He might hit everything, whatever he can. But you know what? Like he told him about Job, you can do whatever you want, but don't forget that he belongs to me. Listen, Victor Aris, you belong to God. You can go through anything you want to go through, but at the end, we're going to bounce right back. And that's how the enemy can't stand that. He can't stand the grace and the mercy that we can get back up and raise. And, oh, come on, people. Can't stand it. And in case you don't know, it's a fixed fight. Come on, somebody. Revelation tells us who's going to win. Come on, people. But he always challenged them. Even the disciples. Hey, this is great to be here, Jesus. And Jesus said, man, you ain't seen nothing yet. You're going to do greater works. I want to say to some of you that were involved in streets and crazy stuff, some of you thought you were bad. But you didn't come to know the reality till the Holy Spirit got a hold of you. When Mark Garcia went to Chicago, he called me. He went to Kansas to open a church, and he was in Chicago. And Joe, he called me, you got to come over here. It's going to take us. The only crazy guy like you that can walk the streets. Because we know what God has called us to do. But I want to let you know that it is not the testimony. It is not the man or the woman. It is the anointing of God Almighty that plays not only upon this ministry, but upon each one of us. But the challenge has always been there. And also, in Matthew 5:41, talks about going the extra mile. Now, when I look into that, a lot of people think, wow, what do you want us to do? Well, we're involved in this, well, we're involved in that, and we're going to stretch some more. No, simply if you study it, when you go the extra mile, is when you find your power spot, when you answer the call. Come on, people. And all you're doing is loosening. If you're on the worship team, you're loosening the Lord and Pastor Charles. If you're anywhere else, you know, like when Pastor Danny is out of town, what do we think? We just sit over here and play puzzle? And no. Me and Dave were involved in a meeting with about 80 pastors. All we're doing is praying for the city of Albuquerque. You know what I mean? Because we're just doing what we're supposed to be doing, not what we want to do. Amen, amen. But we've been challenged. I don't know about you, but how many of you know that God's people have always been challenged? See, in order to go to places you've never been, you got to do some things you've never done. And I'll give you an example. When the Israelites came out of Egypt, they didn't have to do nothing because God loved them and he led them in the wilderness and all that good stuff. But how many know that the generation that was with Moses passed on and the mantle was passed on to Joshua? Quoting out of Joshua chapter 3. Now, when Joshua is about to cross to the promised land, he told him, hey, this is a little different. Now, how many guys know that what brought us here is not going to take us there? Come on, people. What brought us right here, for where we at, and some of you have been around for a while, man, we labor, we did this, we did that, and thank God we are where we are. But you know what? It's not over yet. As a matter of fact, it's just the beginning. Come on, people. And all those years and all those times and all those battles and all those trials, and it's just the beginning. So Joshua had a different perspective when he said, hey, wait a minute. It ain't going to be like God's just going to depart the Red Sea. Those days were over. And God was not going to depart the Red Sea to go back to Egypt, neither. How many of you guys know that? When God gets a hold of you, there ain't no going back. You can try to go back if you want to. They will spot you out. They will spot you out, man. Say, wouldn't you? Wouldn't the right man want to go back anyways? Amen? So, you know, but he told him, before we crossed over, we're going to lodge here for 3 days. We're going to fast, we're going to pray, and we're going to conquer. How many of you guys ever heard the story of the Spanish conquistadors? When they were conquering the world. And one of the times they set up to conquer Mexico. And they crossed the ocean in three big, large boats. They were called La Pinta, La Niña, and La Santa Maria. Not the Pinta, the penitentiary. Come on, guys. That was the name. Look at it. Google it if you don't believe me. See, some of you guys still need to get delivered. Okay? Google it. Somebody got Google is better than Webster nowadays. Come on. But they did something crazy when they got to the shores of Mexico and they conquered. You know what? The leader, he ordered those boats to be burned. Burn them down. We're not going back to Spain. We're going to conquer this land or we're going to die. How many knows that that's the attitude that Victory Outreach has to have in these times? Come on, somebody. We need people like that that are going to walk. Either we're going to conquer 2018 and we're going to accomplish. We're going to expect the blessings of God, the victories of God. I mean, come on, man. Are you hearing me tonight? That's the attitude we got to have. So you got to burn all the past and burn all your failures and all everything. And you know what? Thank God for a new, fresh start that God gives us on a daily basis. Now, the last part of that deals with everything becomes new. The change part. Now, I want to let you know something. And going back real quick to finding your spot, answering the call. Hey, listen, if you can't sing, hey, that's cool. Get off the stage. If you can't usher and smile, that's cool. We'll put you to security. If you're mean to people, that's all right. We'll put you in the parking lot. And if you can't find your power spot, we have a team called Victory Homes. Believe me, God will get your inside talent that he put in you and he'll bring it out, because I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ did not set us free so we can just kick back and get religious and get complacency and just the same old business as usual. No, God called us out of darkness. Come on, somebody, to will and to answer the call and to proclaim and to continue and to spread the good news to the hurting. Amen, amen. The change part, everything becomes new. Now, 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, do not lose heart, even though the outward is perishing, but the inside is being renewed day by day. I mean, that God's still working in us. No se acaba. That's not over. He's working in us, and it's still not going to finish until everything's done, but realizing and recognizing what's happening there now. Colossians 3:10 and also Ephesians 4:24, it says that put on the new man, put on the new person, put on the new, the change. How many of you know that? I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to be the same in 2018, the same old thing. Thank God, you know, I was having a meeting with Pastor Danny at his house Thursday morning, and I just went from my house and from my little workout pajamas, and he was in his pajamas, and it was early in the morning. We're looking at each other. He said, God, Joe, you got a lot of white hair. You're getting old. He says, excuse me, Pastor. We're getting older. Come on, people. doesn't matter if you got 50 years or 15 years or 75 years. God's still God. Come on, somebody. Thank God that he's an eternal God, that he doesn't age. Amen. And I don't know about you guys, but you know what? God will give us a strength. The men's home always challenged me, hey, wanna go play handball? And like, I play the part like I'm good, but afterwards, man, I can't move. But it's a passion that I have for sports, you know? And as long as I do it, if I'm in a wheelchair, I'm still gonna be playing handball. Why? Because that's what God gives us, the desires of our hearts. But don't, you know, you gotta take care of yourself, don't get me wrong. But the change that I'm trying to talk about, there just gotta be a change. And I'm not saying that nobody is doing this or this, you're out or, you know, it's not about that. But, you know, remember, we're trying to focus here on positioning yourself, what God has for us. And the whole bottom line, what's happening now, realizing what's really taking place, you know. You know, when I think about Victory Outreach and stuff like that, you know, I read a quote earlier, and I want to read it to you guys. It's a weird kind of, this is what kind of people we are. We the unwilling, led by the unqualified, have been doing the unbelievable for so long with so little. We now tend to do the impossible with nothing but God. That's who we are. We depend on Jesus Christ. We depend on his anointing. We depend on his power. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about, you know, this is just something that God has put together. But imagine that, what we have done all these years. And I want you to know something, that, I mean, most of us, man, we labor, we planted, we water, we suffer, we have been through some things. Can I hear somebody say something, man? How the enemy tried to take us out and this and that. But how many of you guys know through all of it all, God has been with us. And it's still yet to come. I mean, it's not over yet. And that's the thing that I'm trying to get across tonight. A simple passage of the word. Position yourself. And I'll be honest with you. If you're not in God's will, if you're out of Saki, you're in Southfield somewhere, you know, I look at my life, 30 years, and I'll be honest with you. I could have done more. But I chose to be loyal and committed. I chose to help roll the wheel instead of reinventing one. How many of you know that wheel was reinvented in 1967? Come on, somebody. Come on, are you going to catch it later? How many of you guys know that? The wheel that I'm talking about was called the Vision of Victory Outreach. Treasures out of darkness. Come on, somebody. It was already there, so why do we want to reinvent something now? We got to just, if everyone would just be obedient to the responsibilities and obligations, we all rise up and the wheel rolls and everybody benefits. And guess what? Nobody gets the honor and the glory except Christ. Come on, somebody give God a praise offering tonight. Amen? So I want to challenge you tonight. Are you ready? I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready for it. You know, we got to make some different changes. You know, a lot of times, you know, people think we're mad or we don't call people. We don't say, and here's my thing. I was talking to Dave Nichols as we're driving to the meeting. We're talking about a simple conversation. Man, what's wrong with people? Well, we can't lead them if they're not going to follow. He said, we can't lead them if they're not going to follow. Then Pastor Cooper gets up there and starts talking about the same thing. I mean, they know it's hard to work with people. They don't follow you. They don't listen. They're rebellious and disobedience. But that's what we're called to do. Come on, somebody. It is people like us that make things exciting sometimes. Come on, somebody. I don't want to be in a boring church. Amen, hallelujah, and everybody's all playing the hypocritical game. Everything's cool. Come on, somebody. I don't know about you guys, but I'd rather feel the impact of the enemy than feel nothing at all. And that's who Victory Outreach is. And you have been handpicked and chosen. You have been challenged. I don't know about you guys, but I don't want to stay the same. Same old story, Sunday morning. If you watch me sometimes, I'll try to sit over here. I try to sit over there. I try to sit over there. I try to sit in the back. If I cut my way, I'll be parking cars. I'll be stopping cars and say, stop! Go to church. They already think I'm kind of crazy anyways. Huh? But I thank God for His grace and His mercy. If you look at your lifestyle, why did God allow us to go through that? I was on my knees praying one day, God, why couldn't I just be a normal human being? And the Lord spoke to me right away. You never be normal. Don't even try it. But I was questioning God, why couldn't I just be a normal human being? Why did I have to go through all that madness? All the violence. All the chaos. And as I was praying, He took me to John chapter 9. But the blind man, when they asked Jesus, hey, Jesus, what happened to this guy? Did he sin or his parents sin that he was born blind? Now, Jesus said, had nothing to do with it. Had nothing to do with his parents. Had nothing to do with him. So some of you are clinging on to generational curses. That's not your excuse. Or dysfunctional families. Oh, come on, man. Look at Donald Trump, look at Clinton, look at Obama. Talk about dysfunctional families. And I respect the office of our presidency and all that good stuff. I'm not going to get into all that. But the point that I'm trying to make, since Adam and Eve, when they came home one day and one son killed the other, there's never been a functional family. Everybody needs God. I know you haven't heard this one before, but I reminded you. From the White House to the crack house. Todos necesitan a Cristo. So that same thing right there. So the Lord showed me that. It had nothing to do with you, Joe. I allow you to go through what you had to go through. You've been through what you've been through for a reason and a purpose. And God always left that little door open. He might have closed all doors. That was His part. So one day, I'm going to save you. One day, I'm going to challenge you. One day, I'm going to choose you to be mine. And that's what happened in my personal life. He told me, so now when we go through hardships, it's nothing new to us. We've already been through that. You can't backslide over a flat tire. You never even own a car before Christ. Got no money. Now God just blesses us. Come on, somebody. Meets our needs. Today I did a side job expecting to bill like $50. And the guy kept counting. He kept counting. Hey, that's it. No, wait a minute. There's more. $150 for 1 hour. Just like that. He don't say nothing illegal. Something simple. I used to make that illegal in 1 hour. Come on, somebody. God said, you don't have to do all that. I have chosen you. I have challenged you. And now, I'm going to change you. Come on, stand to your feet tonight. Tonight, I just want to challenge you. It's a message. Something so simple. Where are you at tonight? Are you willing to position yourself? The blessings are coming. The victory is already here. Can you handle it? Can you handle God's blessings? That's my question to you. If God was to pour out His power and His anointing upon you, would you answer the call? Some of you, I can point you out, you've been here for a long time. There's a reason and a purpose why. It's not just to play church. This is real, man. See the scar on my neck? He's trying to take me out. And I thank God for what I've been through. If I haven't been through what I've been through, I won't be who I am today. I don't take that lightly. But you know my testimony. I was pronounced dead of a heroin overdose. And even in the 8th hour, now I was wondering, well, I thought the 7 is the perfect number. Why did He pick 8 hours?
Because I have all for you, Joe.
And then 15 years later, I had this big old thing in my neck. I thought it was some infection from a tooth that I had pulled out. And I kept ignoring it, kept getting bigger. And I walked into the office one day, and Joe Williams, you better go to the doctor right now. And she threw me out of the office. Thank God for people like her. And you know, it was a tumor. It was a cancerous tumor that I didn't know about. When the doctors did the report, and I'll be honest with you guys, I was at the hospital doubting God, telling him it's your fault. After everything I've done, now I'm going to die of cancer. The Lord got me in that little room when nobody was there. And I sensed his presence, and it broke me in tears. And I heard his voice said, "You have little faith. After what I've done in you, you don't believe me that I can heal you from this disease." And I repented, said, "I'm sorry." Doctors came in. "Mr. Williams, are you ready?" "Sir, before you slice me, we're going to pray. The God that set me free is going to heal me." And I want you to know something. See, but this is after they did the operation. I'm sitting there in the office. They told me like this. They gave me a report that it was a tumor grown as the size of a tennis ball. That it was growing towards my vocal cord and my brain. They told me that if I wouldn't operate, they wouldn't operate it on time, I would have lost my voice and I would be brain damaged. I was laughing at the doctor. He says, "Sir, this is serious." He says, "So am I." He said, "You heard my testimony?" He said, "I'm Mexican. I'm still learning English. I can't even speak English yet. Forgetting my Spanish. I'm an ex-drug addict. I'm already brain damaged." I want you to know that 15 years later, they wanted to put me in a machine like a hot dog, chemotherapy. And I told them, "You don't understand, doctor. I am healed. I never went to treatments. And I stand for you right now. We know," they say, one cell of cancer could reproduce. Every time I go check myself, there's nothing. They look at the report. It was cancerous. No, come on, somebody. Not only did God was able to set me free and raise me from the dead, but heal me from cancer. And throughout these years, 4 people undocumented healed from cancer and raised from the dead. One of them is a church member. I just want to give God all the honor and all the glory. I did not choose him. He chose me. Second of all, he challenged me every day. "Joe, I got bigger things for you." So I want to challenge you. I want to just pass that on tonight. I want to position myself. If he's got to keep me all these 30 years, hey, it's got to get better. I am looking forward to what he has in store. Like the Bible says, "Ear, eyes, heart have not even seen winter." Are you ready for it? Come on, Victory Outreach. Are you guys ready for it? Let us pray tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, come on, worship team. Help me out. Let's worship him tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, people. Just evaluate yourself. Focus on yourself. Whatever you got to do tonight. This altar tonight. If you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I'd like to introduce you to him. If you know you're not where you should be, or you just want to position yourself, but you know what? If it was as simple as a little prayer and giving you a Bible, and everybody's go home and waste and go to heaven, if it was that simple, we wouldn't be here tonight. If religion was the answer, Jesus would have never died on the cross. And a lot of times I wonder, how come we have to go to church all the time? Bible study all the time. Prayer all the time. I don't know about you, but the Bible tells me I got to pick up my cross daily. You can't live on yesterday's blessings, victories. We can't live in the 80s and the 90s. I can't tell you the worst stories that we witnessed in Salvador. Those things are over. I want some new victories. Come on, somebody. So tonight, I want to open these altars. If you're that individual, whatever it is, let's worship him. Let God do what he's got to do in our lives. Come on, worship him. Come on.